Hi, everybody. Welcome back. This is Sharon Rhodes of Time for You. And today I'm beginning a series of podcasts that I'm just going to call Lessons from the Sea. I grew up living on a river, and so the sights and the sounds and the smells of the sea are just sort of in my blood. About a year and a half ago, my husband and I were fortunate enough to buy a condo that overlooks the Atlantic Ocean. It's a place that offers the convenience of condo living and the serenity of the sea. Weather permitting, we walk by the sea every single day, at least once. We know that we are healthier and happier, at least I am, and he is too, because we can walk by the sea. So why is that? Yesterday, as I was walking, I started thinking about it. Is it just an emotional fulfillment from my childhood? Well, yes, I would have to agree that it is. But there's more. There are more reasons why living here by the ocean is so healthy for us. I think there's scientific evidence that it, and here's a few reasons. You see, when we walk barefoot in the sand, we actually use more than twice the energy than we're walking on a plain hard surface. And that burns more calories, which is a good thing. And it gives our legs and the muscles and tendons in our feet a better workout. And the sand tends to provide a natural cushion beneath our feet that makes it easier on our joints than when we're walking on a hard surface. Having our feet, our bare feet in the sand, is grounding. Now, some people call this earthing. And those that believe in grounding or earthing, and I happen to be one of them, believe that when our bare feet touch the ground, they absorb the earth's electrical energy through the cells in our feet. Even more so than it happens when we walk on damp or moist sand. Now, many people believe that we draw electrons into our body, and that helps neutralize free radicals. Those are those culprits, those that happen to us naturally, unfortunately, that can cause illness and aging. So that absorbing the electrical energy helps to neutralize free radicals. Now, even if you take the whole theory of grounding with a grain of salt, pun intended, if you just simply walk by the sea and turn off all your electronic devices, turn your cell phone off, or leave it at home if you can. Leave your earbuds, maybe even your Fitbit behind. When you walk on the beach, you will benefit from the effects of what I call online immediacy, and certainly from the effects of electromagnetic frequency exposure, which is a real thing. To put it more simply, you'll just relax more and you'll be able to take time for you. Now, when you're walking by the sea, you'll absorb more natural vitamin D, especially if it's a nice sunny day. Be sure, though, please, to wear a hat and use sunscreen, and be sure to use a natural sunscreen that is reef-friendly. We always want to protect our environment. I have a natural sunscreen that is reef-friendly that I can highly recommend to you if you need one. And then you can ditch those that you might be using that contain some very unhealthy ingredients. Finally, the ocean produces something called negative ions. And this is actually a good thing for us because they produce a very positive effect on our body. You see, negative ions balance our energy and assist the body in achieving homeostasis, which is a pretty big word to simply say the body helps keep itself healthy and strong and balanced when it's more in more homeostasis. We benefit from exposure to positive ions also because they help stimulate the sympathetic nervous system. However, too much exposure to positive ions can contribute to stress and a feeling of being agitated or nervous. Because lights, computer screens, artificial lights, computer screens, tablets, cell phones, Wi-Fi routers, and many more items that we have all around us these days produce positive ions, it's really a safe bet to say that we all have too much exposure to those positive ions. So by walking by the sea, we can absorb more negative ions and create a healthier environment for our bodies. That's all I have for now. If you enjoy these podcasts, please subscribe to them and follow me and share this link with your friends. This is Sharon Rhodes of Time for You signing out for now. Till next time, thank you for joining me, and always remember to take time for you.